Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about what exactly makes for an excellent life. I've been doing this podcast called Claim Your Excellent Life, and though we've dealt with different aspects of it, we've really never talked about what could constitute what makes for an excellent life. So I thought that perhaps that would be a great idea for this particular podcast. So a lot of people think that if they have money, lots of it, they'll have an excellent life. And yes, money does make life a lot easier than if you don't have it. I've been in both situations, and definitely having it makes life a lot easier and perhaps a bit happier. But in and of itself, money is not going to create a happy life for you, because I've worked with many clients over the years who had excellent paying jobs and felt they were dead inside or so overworked that they didn't have time to do the things that they enjoyed. So it really isn't just about money. Interestingly enough, spending money on yourself makes people feel very little difference than if they actually give it as a charitable donation or to help someone they care who could use the help. It brings them a great sense of happiness inside doing those things. Other people concentrate on getting somewhere. They have a bunch of goals that they would like to be able to achieve, and they believe that they're going to be feeling happy and contented and having an excellent life by achieving those goals. The only problem is that when we're constantly future pacing ourselves, meaning looking toward the future to receive the benefit or the fulfillment or the happiness that we think we're going to get there, we never get there because there's always another level, another layer, another something that we feel like we need to attain in order to finally have a happy, excellent life. So this is not what it's all about either. Then we have those folks who are in this more spiritual mode and talk about being in the flow, being in the now. Eckhart Tolle's book, Power of Now, is a beautiful book. And yes, I do believe that by being in the now, being present where you're at, while you're there, is a very important component to having an excellent life. Certainly beats being overstimulated and being interrupted by a million and one technological things going off, be it your computer, your iPad, your iPhone, your whatever, taking your attention away from what you're doing in that present moment, especially if you're spending time relating to people who are very close to you. So having done a bit of research on this particular subject over the years, I would say that there's a few different things that truly matter in terms of having an excellent life, regardless of your financials, regardless of your relationship, like whether you're in a primary relationship or not, regardless of whether or not you have kids, whether or not you own your own home, whether or not you're able to take vacations whenever you want. These are the three main things that matter. The first is autonomy, being able to have a say over what it is that you do with your time while you're here on this planet Earth. As we all know, we have no idea how long we're going to be here. I know several people who have passed away rather unexpectedly at pretty early ages. One was an art model for my ex who died in her early 40s of breast cancer. Another was a best friend of my college best friend who died of a brain aneurysm at the age of 33. And another was a coworker of my ex-husband's who died in a freak accident at the age of 33. We don't really know how long we have here. So being able to claim our time is a very important aspect of having an excellent life. The second thing is mastery. There are so many times when people just settle to do what they know how to do because they feel confident about it. However, true mastery is about learning new skills and being good enough at it to know that you've mastered it. Challenging yourself to go to the next level of mastery, to actually consider yourself a master, is very important. I know in my own world, I had a really hard time in school, and it really wasn't until I entered the world of hypnotism that I felt that I truly mastered an art and a science in terms of really being able to help not only myself, but the people who came to me to have their issues and problems cleared, resolved, and helping them move on to a much better life. So mastery is very important. And most of all is a sense of purpose. Knowing that you're here to do something greater than you, that you feel is important in this world, is probably the most important aspect of being able to claim an excellent life. Because in the end, the sense of purpose that one feels in what they're doing with their life's energy and time is the thing that's going to allow them to know a feeling of fulfillment. I've had many jobs over the years, some of them pushing papers and companies, some of them where I've been able to individually help people to really overcome some very significant challenges in their lives, others to help them die with grace and dignity, and still others where I was just able to be there to listen to what it is they needed to vent. All of those positions were really important to my sense of fulfillment in this life. Though I know that in my career in hypnotism, I've been able to help people to get off of drugs, perhaps not commit suicide, and other horrific things that people do when they feel totally hopeless. Those things are indeed super fulfilling. However, just being able to help a kid let go of a negative event in his life and move on to have a great basketball game, knowing scouts are out there from the major colleges looking at him and how he's doing, was absolutely wonderful feedback for me. His father sent me the video and it was wonderful. That would be the video of him making his long shots. I would also have to say that being that we are interdependent beings, we are social beings, that we need to have good social networks. What I mean by that is relationships that are deeply meaningful, honest, transparent with the people in our lives. There's been all kinds of research done over the years that proves that people who have healthy, respectful, loving relationships live longer, healthier lives than those who don't. And the reason for this is because As a species, we've always had to rely on others to help us to get our needs met. Now, it may have been in the days before industry that it was done in terms of gathering food and making sure that we were safe from animals. And today, it's about networking with others to be able to do our jobs and build our careers the way that we would like to. And yet, in so many cases, people forget about those really close interpersonal relationships that they have with other people. They're so important. And you may even realize at those times when you're not spending time with your friends and the people that you truly care about, that you start feeling kind of lost, confused, maybe down, bored, depressed. And I know in my own world that happened back in 2005, especially when I was spending a lot of time both in my practice and helping my mom with her medical appointments. Between those two things, I had little to no time to spend with my friends. And it really ate at me big time. Because we need those relationships. We need to know that we're cared about and that we can have fun and let ourselves be who we are in the moment with the people who love us unconditionally. So this is so important. If you're spending too much time at work or running around like a lunatic and not finding time to take care of your relationships, because relationships do take time to keep going, rethink that. Rethink that hard. Make the time to be with your friends and with those relatives who you truly love and care for. And there's time to spend on your own, with yourself. And I'm not even talking about getting exercise and that kind of stuff. I'm talking more about taking time to just be. I know in my childhood, my mom kept us super busy between school, after school activities, all kinds of stuff. We even worked for our father while we were in high school and college. So our days were fairly crammed with different activities, which worked out really well. But she also realized that we needed just some time to just be. And I don't mean to be into your technology, doing your Facebook thing or doing your whatever it is that you do on the computers and on your iPhone thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just resting, relaxing, taking time out to read, to think, to write, to be grateful for what you have in your life. Because this allows a space for you to feel grounded and to feel inside your own self, centered. So very important in this day and age of constant interruptions. So taking time to just be. For some of you, that might be prayer. But I'm not even speaking about that. Although spirituality is another aspect of life that I feel is very important for people. I'm not talking about religiosity. I'm talking about knowing that there's something bigger than us out there. There's larger reasons for our being than just the day-to-day things that we do with our lives and those kinds of spiritual principles. Along with the most important one, being a channel to do good in this world. So, I hope that you found this helpful and that you think about these very important aspects of claiming an excellent life for yourself. Because I can tell you that even if you are in a place where you're feeling like you're struggling in one or more areas of your life, if you concentrate in these particular avenues, you will find your struggles feel a lot less than maybe they do if you're stuck in it. And you will also feel you have an excellent life because your attitude is going to be one that changes around to positivity and can do what you need to do to move on in your life. And those are very important aspects to claiming your excellent life. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.